The European Union has backtracked on a move to temporarily override a key part of the Brexit deal that would have imposed controls on the export of coronavirus vaccines from the EU into Northern Ireland. The European Commission said the move was to avert problems caused by a lack of vaccine supplies, but the Northern Ireland First Minister, Arlene Foster, described it as an incredible act of hostility. Philip Ryecroft, the former Permanent Secretary of the Department for Brexit, said there seemed to have been a serious mistake made in Brussels.
Clearly, the Commission is under enormous pressure, hasn't had a great week. I suspect a big bureaucracy. I suspect that in the hurry, that this decision, this part of a wider decision, was taken without proper consultation within the Commission, and certainly not with the Irish government. So a big mistake, but they have withdrawn the decision, and that must be a good thing.
The World Health Organization is urging the UK to pause its vaccination program once vulnerable groups have received their jabs to ensure the global rollout is fair. Dr. Margaret Harris from the WHO said this was morally and economically the right thing to do. Police investigating a suspicious package which was sent to a vaccine production plant in North Wales have charged a man. The 53-year-old is due before magistrates today. Claire Runacres has the details.
Production of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine at a plant on the Wrexham industrial estate was temporarily halted on Wednesday when a suspicious package was received. The Army Bomb Disposal Unit was called in. The package was made safe and taken away for analysis. It was later found not to have been a viable device. Anthony Collins, who's 53 and from Chatham in Kent, was arrested the following day. He's now been charged in connection with the incident.
The Prime Minister has said he's in awe of the way parents, carers and guardians are coping with homeschooling during the pandemic. He's written an open letter to say they've responded to the challenge magnificently. Crowds of up to 30,000 people a day will be able to watch the Australian Open tennis, which starts in Melbourne in just over a week. Local officials say strict coronavirus infection control measures will be in place. Martin Pakula is the sports minister for the state of Victoria.
It'll mean that over the 14 days we'll have up to 390,000 people here at Melbourne Park, and that's about 50% of the average over the last 3 years. So, you know, it will not be the same as the last few years, but it will be the most significant international event with crowds that the world has seen for many, many months.
And scientists say a well-preserved dinosaur footprint found by a four-year-old girl in South Wales could provide insight into how the creatures walked. Lily Wilder spotted the print at Bendricks Bay in Barry. It's believed to have been made by a dinosaur that lived 220 million years ago.